I was just going to interject in relation to the question that Brother Bunny raised about what is glory. In each case that our Brother John referred to, it was the display of God's qualities.
Yes.
So again, it's the display.
But we have to always keep in mind that that wonderful scene to come has many different characters.
Oh, yes.
As far as the title of a kingdom. It is a scene where the Lord Jesus will maintain every right of God throughout the whole universe. But you would say to yourself, we have heard about different glories. There is something that is to me so sweet, because not only the enemies, not only the people of this, you know, those that will oppose him, he will judge and all these things. I just go to Psalm 2, ask of me, and I will give you the heathen as your inheritance, and the other parts of the earth as your possession. We never ever read in the scripture that the Lord asked for that. But we read of one thing. John, I thought you were going to bring us there, Brother Idrick. John 17 and verse 24. Father, I desire, or I will, that those whom thou hast given me might be with me, that they might behold my glory. Now think of that, dear brethren. I mean, his interest, and that's why that verse, he shall see the travail of his soul. Just the vision, like it is for us to be occupied with him, to look at him, is absolutely, he's worthy for us, for our vision to be occupied with him. But in return, he shall see. I mean, the occupation of his vision will be toward us. Something that we cannot fathom. But that is the satisfaction for his own soul, that we might be with him, that they might behold my glory. He didn't ask for the inheritance. He didn't ask the possession. He owns it all. But his main interest was that we might be with him. What a blessed, unique Savior we have in him.
Another thing we can also bear in mind is the fact that in John 11, at the scene with Lazarus, after one of the girls said what was said, the Lord's response was, if you believe, you'll see my glory. And we can make an application to ourselves even now. The fullness of the glories that we have been contemplating cannot be fully grasped presently. But thank God, by his matchless grace, you and I can start having glimpses of his glory. Let's believe.
And if just again, one of the things in regard to what he's acquired glory or what he got, not just a matter of children with him to the Father, but a bride,
yes,
really.
Amen.
The whole idea of having that which is made bone of his bones and flesh of his flesh to be with him, his companion, into not only in the day of display. You know, Joseph was giving the kingdom first, and then he was given a wife. The Lord Jesus is given a wife first, and then he will get the kingdom. That is just God's order, because it's important for him. We talked about his soul and the suffering of his soul. His heart affection toward one that will answer to his desire here in the scene in the time of his absence. It will be there in the day of glory to satisfy it. But today, and I want us to think of it, that you and I are here. It was said of Isaac when he got Rebekah that he brought her into his mother's tent and he was comforted. You know, today there is much grief that is given to the Lord Jesus by the world around us. I hope we don't give him grief as believers. I hope we give him that heart affection that he is yearning for, that is his desiring. He doesn't need any of us, but this is something unique to him. Deep sleep fell upon him, and out of him came that which is bone of his bone and flesh of his flesh. That is the nearest to his heart. That our affection will be right aroused toward him. That we would really love him as a result of that. We don't have to worry about that when we get there, because of course we will be in perfection. But right here, imagine when he looks around for affection, when he looks around for love, and he doesn't even find it from us, because we are a little bit selfish about everything. How about it just we will give him that affection, that love in our heart as a bride for him? Mm. Because that's part of what he have gained as a result of the cross.
Mm. So brethren, we don't have to worry about this world being unrighteous. He shall reign in righteousness. There is coming a day that righteousness will dominate the scene because he would reign it. Just also when we think of this world, now in the practical where we go out and we hear all the harsh words against him, we have said that he will be a sign that shall be spoken against. When the Lord comes, you know, I don't know, maybe it's the same thing in Canada and everywhere. When people make fun of Christ and use his name in vain, and people are laughing, and sometimes it, even as believers, we go along with it. That was a funny joke. Funny joke about the Lord. But I just want to say one, this verse for all of us, even if there is one person that is still unsaved. You know, he shall be a sign that shall be spoken against. You go to Jude verse 14, and he says, behold, the Lord cometh. That's to start, to begin. Yes. To execute judgment upon all the ungodly and their ungodly deeds they have committed. But I want to come to the last part. And upon all the harsh things where ungodly men have spoken against. Dear brethren, I look forward for that day. I want to see Christ honored. I want to see Christ magnified. I want to see Christ being supreme above all. But I also want to see that everyone will honor this blessed man. This is what Peter said. When we have heard the voice from the excellent glory, he received what? Not glory and honor, but he received honor and glory. For us, we see him crowned with glory and honor. But in that world to come, it is he received from the Father honor and glory. You know what? Because this blessed one that we've been occupied with was so much dishonored by his own creation that God will make sure that the first thing that will take place, everyone will honor the Son. And God will make sure it's going to happen, dear brethren. It's going to happen. We can rest assured. We love his appearing. No wonder Paul was looking for that moment to come.